Yes, sir. You already know what time it is. You already know what's going on. I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
Welcome back to another episode of The Silver Boys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, Kyle, we finally got week one of the NFL season out of the way.
Yes, sir.
And right before that happened, we had a couple of crazy things happen. Tyreek Hill ends up getting arrested.
Yeah.
Going, like, literally driving up to the stadium. We got Dak Prescott. He got his money.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Dak. For like a couple hours right before the game came and stunting, looking good, yo. With that
Yeah,
suit.
yeah, yeah. As if it was already, like, yeah, once this gets announced, I'm stepping out real quick.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly what he did, yo. He knew. He woke up feeling good that morning. He knew what was going to happen that morning, yo. You can't tell me no different.
Oh man, he for sure knew. He's getting, so he agrees to an extension with the Cowboys, obviously, 4 years, $240 million extension. It's going to make him the highest paid player in NFL history. It includes $231 million guaranteed, an $80 million signing bonus, and he's getting $60 million per year.
All right. So, first off, I just want to say everybody that, every quarterback that gets paid from, here on out is going to be, the highest paid player in the league, I should say, number one.
Yeah, basically almost every player at this point is
exactly
going to become like the highest paid player, feels like.
Exactly. In terms of a per year basis, like, yes. I just like, I like how it's funny, like how, like, we always say that, like, the media always says that, like, number one. Number two, I'm going to say, like, he's their quarterback of the future. He is the Cowboys quarterback of the future, Dakota Rain Prescott. He's proven, like, that he can quarterback at, a very high level. It's just questions and marks about, like, him getting to the playoffs and him winning, like, when the light shine the brightest, I would always say. But, we could have that conversation with a number of different quarterbacks. But because he is, America's, quote unquote, America's team, and, Jerry puts them in the spotlight so much, I think that, it's important that, you have a quarterback that can adjust to that and deal with that. And I think that that's probably what Jerry wants a lot more, like, and when he's looking for, like, somebody to lead the Dallas Cowboys, and, like, realistically speaking, the game that they just put on, in week one against the Browns, like, we were talking about the Browns defense, like, heavy last season. They were, like, essentially top three, in the league. So, and they came in, they scored 33 on them, 33-17, which was, like, and they, Mike McCarthy's play calling was very, very good, I should say, from an unbiased perspective, it was very good. So I got a shout out, the Cowboys. Let's see, we always say September through December, he looks great. January comes around, and then, that's when we should, like, have this conversation, essentially.
Yeah. But overall, he deserves this contract. He's done. Yeah. He's done a lot. His stats prove that he deserves this contract. Like you said, it's just, a matter of, can he carry over and do the things that he's done in the regular season into the playoffs. We always talk about, how we gauge, how I would say how we would want to pay players is through the most important times of the year. Mm-hmm. But in reality, that's just not how it goes. In reality, it just goes about how you do overall. And overall, he's a really good quarterback. So he does indeed deserve this money. And
a good human being too, like, deserving of the money that he gets, like, it's just when we rain down on him about just get it when the light shine the brightest, that's it.
And then, we could do that, like you said, we could do that with a good amount of these guys. There's a list of guys that we could sit here and do that with, but not gonna pour on him or anything like that. They had a great week one win against a good stout defensive team. On the other side, the Browns just couldn't do anything on offense, to be honest with you. Deshaun Watson. Yeah, and oh, by the way, Deshaun Watson beforehand, he was the one who had the most guaranteed money. Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Dak is getting like a million more.
Million, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dak is getting 231 guaranteed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Dak's that contract just looks a tad bit better right now than, or I would say, no, not a tad bit, a lot better, than Watson's for sure. But we'll see. Baltimore and Kansas City was a classic. might I say, came
To
down.
open up the season, like,
Yes, that was a classic right there. Came all the
for
way down. Isaiah Likely is showing everybody. I think he, for me personally, he showed me personally last year that he was a star. But I think this year, just him being on that main stage and being able to show everybody, like, hey, like I'm here now. I think he finally showed everybody that he's gonna be one of those guys coming around this season. The Eagles and Green Bay. That was a weird game because the field was slippery.
Yeah,
The whole the
was.
you know the field was basically they're basically playing on a soccer field, so it was a lot more slick than they're used to with a football field. So everybody was slipping, sliding all over the place. But Saquon Barkley, 3 touchdowns, man. He had a hat trick. He had himself a day. I know, Kyle. I know. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough.
Yo, when Jalen Hurts, well, Tom, when Jalen Hurts threw him that pass and he caught that little fade, I was like, that is. That it's just beautiful. Yeah, I hate it. It was beautiful and I hated it so much. Continue, man. Continue.
I know you sat there like, yeah, he was never gonna do this with us.
Like, why couldn't Daniel Jones throw the ball this pretty at least a little bit? Like, damn, man.
That game, Jordan Love did sustain a knee injury. It could have been worse, they said, but he's gonna be out for a few weeks. So hopefully he gets a speedy recovery. He could be back with that team. We know how much he means to that team. Everything that he's done. On the back end of last season, coming into this season, he even looked all right in this past game last week too. So yeah, just hoping for a speedy recovery for him, to say the least. Going to what happened on Sunday. See, Steelers got away with one. Only field goals, 18-10 against Atlanta. Kirk Cousins, that needs to be reevaluated.
Immediately.
Going back and watching his film, it looks like it's two things. He either does not trust his plant leg anymore because of that Achilles, or he's more hurt than we all know, and that's the reason why they picked up Michael Penix Jr. Those are my two observations as of right now. Obviously, we don't know, but if he looks like that again, then there's going to be serious problems. Buffalo escapes from Arizona. Arizona's a feisty little bunch over there. I like that team. Chicago gets away with one after Caleb Williams has not the hottest game ever, but the defense shows that that's a squad over there.
Yeah, he got bailed out by that defense.
Yes,
Boom.
yes. Cincinnati folds and lose to New England.
That was bad. That was really bad, dude.
Joe Burrow and the guys they just don't look like they're on the same page. They don't look like they're in sync. I think they're like 1-4, 1-5 in season openers, which is pretty bad. That's not
They
a good
always
look right there
get hot at the end of the season,
at the
never
end
at
of
the
the season.
beginning.
Yep. Indianapolis and Houston, that was a game.
That was.
Anthony Richardson had some good throws in there. He made some athletic plays. CJ Stroud came out cooking. Him and Nico still on the same page. He got touchdowns to Stephon Diggs, which is pretty good look. Joe Mixon looks really good down there too. So that's a Houston team to really look out for. Miami comes back on Jacksonville, which Miami was kind of scaring me a little bit. I'm like, I don't think that this is the way that we wanted to start the season, but they ended up escaping that one.
They did.
New Orleans takes it to Carolina. Man, I feel bad for Carolina
Carolina
fans right now.
is
Yeah,
who?
just bad.
But who's worse?
Minnesota. Damn, how did you know I was gonna come up on this one next? Minnesota beats the Giants 28-6. We'll get into that in a second. Just to wrap it up, Vegas loses to the Chargers 22-10. Seattle escapes from Denver 26-20. Talked about Dallas and Cleveland. Tampa Bay puts it on Washington 37-20. The Rams lose to Detroit in overtime 26-20. And the Jets were almost to a T and a no show against San Francisco, who had their backup running back run wild for 147 yards and a touchdown. So, yeah.
Shows
First,
what you want to start with first.
first evaluations. It feels like the Giants and the Panthers will be fighting for that number one slot in the
Absolutely.
draft.
Absolutely. 1,000%. That's really all I'm watching college football now for. see who's going to be our quarterback of, the foreseeable future, hopefully. I will be watching this with a very close eye from now on.
I think that's the reason. It's funny because you asked me who, we'll talk about this a little later too. You asked me who are my favorite Heisman candidates. Like even like the literally the day before the NFL, like the Giants played, and I was like, man, that's kind of unfair because I just don't know yet. But if I would give you my top guys right now, it would be Quinn Ewers, Carson Beck, and I like Cam Ward from Miami. So those would be my top three quarterbacks as of right now, and obviously Shador would be up there as well. But yeah, just a bad look right now for the Giants, man. It was a that was a
It's
tough one to
bad.
watch.
I don't even have the words to say it, man. I really don't, because it's Brian Daboll is now like the offensive like play caller too, and it's like, it's right back to the same old, same old. It just looks like just anemic Giants offense where you don't go, you go three and out, three and out, three and out. You go three and out, three and out, and then Daniel Jones throws an interception, and it's like goodness, like it's just any type of you can't gain no momentum sometimes, and it's against Sam Darnold is a great quarterback. Justin Jefferson didn't have himself like that good of a game, four receptions for 59 yards. It's just we don't have no stars on the offensive end, I would say, outside of Malik, and we got to get somebody that can throw Malik the ball on a consistent level. And I would like to see Devin Singletary like run better too, but it's the O-line. It's the first game.
It's the first game, yeah.
It's the first game. I'm not gonna take much out of like the first like week, I should say. The teams that I expected to look good looked good. Even like the teams that lost, like the Rams, I think still look really good. I think like the Commanders, they looked. I think Jaden Daniels, like he's gonna. I
He's
like.
gonna be all right.
I liked what I seen from him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so it's like. The Jaguars I could see them being a low key a little bit of a problem, and the fact that the Colts gave the Texans like that close of a like there's moving parts in this first week, and we've seen a lot of off like sloppy offensive like plays, linemen trying to see like how to line up in the beginning stages of the season to know
Yes.
what they can and can't get away with from now on, so I see like actual football starting like week four, week five, like week three, week in between like week three and week five,
Yeah.
we'll have like solid
Everybody could actually like really figure out
everybody's
who
gonna
they
start
are,
young.
their identity. Yeah, the
Exactly.
identity will start to come into play.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, going back to the Giants, you already talked about the offense. The defense is what I was looking at too. Very, very disappointed in the defense. Guys like, Dexter Lawrence, he had a sack or whatever, but he only had three total tackles. Brian Burns only four total tackles. The Kayvon Thibodeaux had zero, nothing. Nothing. They would have you get picked in the first round, and I remember when he came out of Oregon, he was supposed to be a for he was supposed to be he was like one of the top guys coming out. And the thing that they questioned was his motor. And that right there, that's that line right there. You put up nothing but donuts. That right there makes me question your motor. You know what I mean? So it's like, and it's also, who are they? Who do these guys go to when they're having a tough problem? When when the team is down, when the morale is down, who do they go to? That's my biggest question right there.
Who's
Who's
the
that guy that
leader of
picks
the
them up?
Giants right
Who's
now?
the leader? Yes, who's the leader of men in that
Who's
locker
going
room
to be
right
the
now?
alpha? And it should be Daniel Jones, but it's very clearly not.
It's yeah, no. Yeah, no, not at all.
Like,
Not at
God.
all.
Oh, God. Can we get off this subject, please, Cam?
Hold it together. Hold it together.
Please.
Hold it together. My favorite game from Sunday was indeed the Detroit and Rams game.
Oh, that was a great game.
That was an amazing game. Loved everything that I seen. I wish Puka Nacua didn't go down. I would have loved to see what that would have looked like. But the Rams, though, the Rams impressed me a lot. A lot of guys stepped up for a big time. Kobe Parkinson, Tyler Johnson, guys really stepped up. Cooper Kupp went back into his old ways, and just I love the pre-snap motion that they were doing. They were literally identifying what Detroit was doing, whether they were in man or in the zone. And then they were dictating their offense based off of that. And that's how they were able to move the ball and really get the ball and get the ball rolling. They just ran into, a monster in overtime and David Montgomery, who in a way, in a sense, not going to say he is Derrick Henry, but he reminded me of Derrick Henry, just how stronger he got throughout the game. And then by the time that finishing run came into play, you know what I mean? He was just able to take them home. But that Rams team, I believe, once they can really get everybody back, Tyler Higbee, hopefully Nacua gets healthy pretty soon. That's going to be a team to really look out for as well.
I could see this like being like a NFC like championship game, like genuinely.
No, I could see this being a championship game or another divisional round preview.
Most definitely.
Gonna stay. Well, we're gonna go back to the team, the other team in New York, Jets. A lot of hype coming in with them, and I thought that they would play a lot better, but they just got out coached. I like the players. I think the players are fine. I think Aaron Rodgers is fine. Aaron Rodgers looked pretty good out there. He made a few throws. Some throws he couldn't get there. Some guys just dropped the ball, but overall, I think player wise on an offensive end, at least they look good. But in the trenches on defense, though, they just got manhandled.
What the 49ers were doing to them and how Kyle Shanahan was calling plays on them,
Yes.
that's bad to do against a defensive minded coach in Robert Saleh.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's something I told my boy. I said, the defensive coordinator, well, the head coach, excuse me, for the Jets was the defensive coordinator for the Niners. He was the one who basically built up this Niner defense. And it was as if Kyle Shanahan said, "I already know everything that you're going to do. I know your script. I know every play that you're going to call. Watch me just run around you real quick and let me teach you something." Like he just basically just said, "All right, I got your number, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it." And they showed it. Brock Purdy looked good. He looked good out there. He was making throws where the ball was literally in between the numbers, at the face mask. He was floating the ball in the perfect places. Rarely, if at all, did I see a ball where it was in danger. So I was very impressed, especially with a team that didn't really, they didn't have their first team. They're starting guys with them until literally the past week of practice, because everybody was so, Ayuk was still trying to get his contracts up, contract negotiating going. Williams was trying to get his contract negotiation going too, and Ricky getting shot, and Christian McCaffrey with the calf injury. So for them to come together and be able to go out and dominate a Jets team with a pretty good Jets defense too, so that's a lot about that team.
I completely agree with you. Like genuinely speaking, 49ers, they showed me like they're right where they want to be, right where they should be, and right where they need to be. Without Christian McCaffrey in the game and like being able like that adds a whole new dimension to their team now, because now Christian McCaffrey does not need to be in the game taking all of those hits. You got a bell cow, like you got a boy in you.
A young
Yo.
one
And
too.
he runs hard. Jordan Mason. I thank you, Jordan Mason. I couldn't remember his name. I had to look it up. Jordan Mason, man, that boy is 28 carries. Like you talk about putting a load on a young dude like that, you know? And him accepting it too. That was big. That was really, really big. Like genuinely speaking, like you said, I like the way Debo was running. George Kittle, he was doing his thing. Can't forget, and like you said, Brock Purdy, he was just slinging that ball, like genuinely just slinging that ball. When C-Mac comes back, I expect them to be even better than what they are now. But like I said, like now that he doesn't need to come in and take all of those hits. Now he could come out the backfield, catch a pass, and now you can have Jordan Mason, and that adds a whole new type of things, because now teams got to account for both of these guys.
You could also put C-Mac in the slot too, which,
Exactly.
and yeah, so that gives Kyle Shanahan so much to work with, and I know
Exactly.
he's more than happy with that. So
Exactly.
that's a really good look for the Niners. Moving on to week two, we got games like Detroit and Tampa, Indianapolis and Green Bay, San Francisco going to Minnesota trying to avenge that loss from last year. The nightcap for Sunday night will be Chicago and Houston. Then on Monday night you got Atlanta and Philly, just to highlight a couple of games. And we're recording this right now after the Thursday night game. of Miami and Buffalo. Buffalo just they were just in control from literally from the jump. There was nothing that it seemed like there
From
was nothing that
kickoff, from
Miami could
kickoff.
do. Tua.
I love the way Josh Allen's playing, but okay, I'll let you talk
Oh
about go
yeah,
ahead.
yeah
I'll let you talk
no.
about kickoff.
I was playing it. I was playing his tail off right now. He looks like that guy right now.
He be strong, man. He do.
Tua, he had a touchdown, but he had three interceptions. One was tipped. The other one he overthrew his receiver on the miscommunication. Then the other one he was trying to avoid a sack, and he did the Cardinal sin of throwing across the field. Then after that, he tried to make a play, and he got hit. And then, immediately as soon as I seen it, and I'm pretty sure you were watching that as soon as you seen it too, you just knew it was a concussion. And now it's getting to that point. It's getting to that scary point where now we're looking at this past football, where you and I hate talking about it like this, but we're looking at it past football because of concussions are nothing to play with.
Not
I've
at all.
seen so many guys get concussions and try to keep going, and in the long run it's just not worth it. So I hope he does have a sit down and have a talk with his family about this, but just prayers to him and hope that he can have a speedy recovery.
Yeah, like, he has to, he's gonna have to sit down with his family, like, immediately and, like, really talk, like, really, really talk and decide, like, what, because it's so, I don't even wanna, like, it's so sad to talk about, but because he's having, like, he's taking too many hits in his head, too many, way too hard hits, you know? Wait, and it's like, you can't even, like, it's nothing you could do about it. That's what sucks, is there's nothing that you could do about it, you know? And that just sucks for the Dolphins, genuinely, man. Genuinely.
Especially for a Dolphin team that came in, they're always coming in with high expectations because of the teams that they have, so
Exactly. The amount of talent that they have on the roster, like, you know, they should have the high expectations, but when you lose to a man, it puts you in a tough spot. It does. It does.
So it's a uphill battle for the Dolphins as of now until the foreseeable future.
Yeah, man.
But for the last few minutes, let's move on to college football.
Okay. Talk to me.
So
Talk to me.
had a couple of upsets. The biggest one, I think, that we all heard around the world was Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois University, 16 to 14.
That was crazy, Cam. I
Bro,
cannot believe that happened, like, genuinely.
I what's it called? I got to the what's it called? When I was watching the game, I didn't really pay attention to it. I was, just kept seeing, they're still in it, they're still in it. I'm like, all right, Notre Dame will eventually get out of this. But next thing you know, Northern Illinois goes on a pretty good drive at the end. They kick a field goal. They get the ball back to Notre Dame. Notre Dame gets the ball down to, what was it about? I want to say about the 40 or so. And they lined up for that field goal. Next thing you know, boom, blocked. And I was beside myself. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And then going back and watching some of the game, the Illinois just controlled the line of scrimmage. Riley Leonard, the Notre Dame quarterback, has not played the way that I thought that he would be playing.
Not at all. Not at all.
This team just though they you know they have a good they have a pretty good defense, a really good secondary, but overall the team just even against Texas A&M, they just didn't look all there, especially on
Not at
offense.
all. They didn't.
So yeah, this was huge. And also, by the way, Notre Dame paid a pretty good penny.
They pay some money,
They paid
man, for that game.
1.4 million for Northern Illinois to come through.
And Northern Illinois put that. They shocked them. They shocked the world. They shocked the college football world and got a bag out of
Yes, that's
it. That's
crazy.
crazy. That's crazy. Oh my goodness, man.
Notre Dame fell from number 5 all the way down to 18
Yeah,
in the
that, I mean,
rankings.
that's what happens when you lose to, you know, to a FCS school, pretty much.
Not even. That's a goat.
How do
That's
you
a
know?
that's a what's it called? That's a
It's
that's they're in a MAC.
oh wow.
Yeah. That's one of the that's one
Wow.
they're a team where they're ranked 25th right now.
Okay.
in the rankings. If they
If
can
they
go on
keep
a
winning,
good run, then
yeah.
they could go for like a slot in the college football playoffs.
That'd be crazy, yo. 12 teams now.
Yeah.
That's what's up, though. That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm liking the way, like, just like recap, maybe like on like a team. Like I'm liking the way Texas is looking, like a lot, low key.
Yeah, gave a good one to Michigan.
Yeah, real, real good one.
Yeah.
I think Quinn Ewers looks amazing. I think like Steve Sarkisian, the way he's, coaching, like, calling plays, whatnot. Like he's doing really good, like
Yeah.
really, really, really well.
Yeah.
To go in like and to beat Michigan. Michigan was not like, they were ranked 10th at the beginning of this.
Yeah, they weren't. I think we all knew that they
I didn't
weren't
think
really
we didn't have
a
high
10th
expectations for them after,
after
Harbaugh
Elijah.
left. But just to see the way Texas was handling them was surprising, just from the Texas standpoint, that they'll get there. They deserve to be like top three, top two teams, like easily right now, like,
Yeah.
fighting with Ohio State, like obviously.
In which they are now, and Texas is going to be one of those teams that's going to be they're really going to be fighting for a championship.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I would love to see a Georgia versus Texas game. Oh my
Yeah,
God.
yeah.
That would go crazy.
That would be wild. But first, what's it called? Next week, I know we get Georgia and Bama, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh man. That's big
Wait.
implications, Cam.
Actually,
That's
no,
big.
not next week. Two weeks.
Two
Two
weeks.
weeks from
Oh, 2 weeks
yeah.
away.
In 2 weeks,
Okay,
yeah.
okay, okay.
Yeah, in 2 weeks. This week, Georgia has Kentucky, and Alabama is going up to Wisconsin,
Got you. Got you.
which is huge. Tennessee looked good against North Carolina State. Did their thing against them. Oregon was a favorite coming in this season, but they have not been as strong as we all thought
No,
thought
not
that
at
they would
all.
be.
Not at all.
Went back and forth with Boise State, finally beat them for the first time in their program history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
Wow.
that's big time. Boston College has a big game against Missouri this week.
Okay.
Their Boston College is ranked 24th. Missouri's ranked number 6. So
Yo, don't let Boston College get hot like how we was just talking about Northern Illinois too.
no, Illinois, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let them get hot. Yo, that'd be
With
crazy.
Bill O'Brien over there calling the shots.
Yo, like what?
Crazy. Crazy.
You're joking.
Crazy. But yeah, man, we coming up on the end of this episode.
Right. I was just
Pretty.
looking to see if there's any more like games I was looking out for.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see just from like a because like both these teams lost pretty bad, like Texas A&M versus Florida. They're not ranked, but I'm interested to see that game, how that plays out. But in I mean, of course I'm always worried about Bama. I don't give
Yeah.
up about nothing but the Tide, Cam. You know that, but we get.
I know they're supposed to be getting one of their linemen back, which is gonna be huge for them.
That's
So
good. Okay.
that's gonna be a good thing for them.
Yeah.
Looking to see how Notre Dame responds going over to Purdue, which is
Yeah. That's not gonna be easy.
if you watch the Big Ten, that is not an easy place to play in. That's a scary place to go. That's a place where they will upset you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too crazy with the
It's
matchups
not too
this
crazy of a
weekend.
slate, yeah.
Yeah.
Not too many heavy hitters.
Give it a couple weekends.
Yeah.
Give it
They
a
wait
couple
until the end of the
weekends.
week. They wait until the end of
The end of the
the
month.
season. Yeah. They wait until the end, and then then they're gonna start kicking it up.
Then that's when you're gonna see everybody that's all ranked, matched up,
Yep.
and crisscrossing each other. So yeah,
Yep.
that's when it's gonna get a little crazy. But till then, I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Sawyer.
We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.